thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, welcome along to the poddy. This is where we sit back and we do the intro to the show that matters.
That is right. We are here again. It is a Wednesday in Australia. Right now, where you are, it could be any day. It could be
Queen's
Christmas
birthday.
Day. Hmm? It is the Queen's birthday in Australia.
So it was actually the Queen's birthday yesterday because it happens on the 20th of April.
Ah.
So it's her birthday yesterday because it's her birthday today in the UK, which is in fact the 20th of April. So it was her birthday yesterday.
I see.
Yeah, you see what I'm doing there?
I know what you're doing. Yeah, there you go.
Trying to confuse the hell out of you. It's not that hard, quite frankly.
Oh.
Not that hard. Are you going to the fight tonight, Paul Gallen and the other dude?
I am not.
You're not going?
I'm not, no.
Stop it. Guess who's going?
Who's going?
Jive and Joel and myself. He had a spare ticket.
You're going to the fight tonight?
Spare ticket. And he said to me yesterday, do you want to come along to the fight? No, I was like, didn't. Yeah. Well,
the reason why I'm not going is because I didn't get invited.
Oh, do you want to go?
No.
Do you want? You sure? You don't want to go?
I don't
want to go to the biggest fight that the Illawarra has ever seen, apart from Crown Street on a Friday night.
No, I don't want to go.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. It, straight up. That's my answer. I'm sticking with it.
No worries. Well, I didn't want to hang out.
Sometimes these
anyway.
Fights are over like in 1 minute.
What an awesome minute. Yeah. Sitting there watching a part of history. It's like being there when Prince Philip dies. I mean, no one was there, obviously, but apart from the Queen. Do you reckon someone was actually there? Do you reckon the Queen was with him?
I would imagine there was.
Or was he in a different room to her?
Nah, I reckon.
Because they didn't sleep together in the end.
I'm sure they were all paying. Like when he left the hospital to go back home, I think
stay with him then?
I would reckon that the hospital said, okay, go on home, spend time with your family.
Yeah.
I'd
say goodbye to them all.
Yeah, I would say that's what happened.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, fair enough.
You know?
All right. That's an interesting thing. Well, how big is the room in the castle where Philip is? Like, how big is that room?
Well, did I read something the other day saying that there's 170 rooms in Buckingham Palace?
I mean, that's the best place to play hide and seek.
It is the most expensive house in the world.
Yeah. I knew that one. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realise that there was 170 rooms.
Insane. How many toilets?
Oh, you'd say at least one per room.
Easily.
So easy. And then you've got a couple of guest rooms.
That's a lot of... What if the plumbing goes?
Do the staff live in the palace as well, with 170 rooms?
They'd have staff. They'd have staff quarters. Yeah.
No, but is the 170 rooms, the staff quarters included in those 170?
I think they are.
That's a great shot. Yeah, so it is included.
They are.
Yeah, nice. Okay. How do you know so much about Buckingham Palace?
I looked it up. I was just looking up fancy houses one time and the fanciest house that came up was Buckingham Palace.
If you Google fancy houses, that's what comes up.
Can you regard Buckingham Palace as a house?
Well, of course you can. People live there, so it's a house.
They live there, but come on.
It's a dwelling.
Come on, can you imagine?
Okay. I just like a small castle, like Cardiff. Cardiff Castle. There's a smaller castle.
You'd have to think castles would come with a lot of problems. You know, they're old.
Like what?
They're old buildings.
Of course they're old buildings.
So the plumbing could be pretty bad.
Oh, the plumbing's always going to
be bad. The electricals, I'd say. I mean,
maybe you'd read all that when you got in there.
Yeah, but the cost to do that. And then what I've heard about people who've got castles, because Enya, you know Enya?
Yes.
Enya,
sail away.
She's got a castle. Yeah. And apparently, to keep that castle warm, it takes a lot of... She's got a lot of money, but...
A lot of wood.
Well, wood or gas or oil or whatever that you pump. Apparently, it's very hard to keep a castle warm.
Yeah, but don't you have a jumper?
Jumpers aren't going to do it.
What do you mean they're not going to do it? Just grab a jumper.
Castles actually get, the temperature drops lower than the outside temperature.
Oh, just go outside.
Well, then
until you got to go.
Then what's the point in having a castle?
Yeah, but until you got to go to bed, you go outside if it's colder inside.
There's a lot of flaws to castles. That's
just
all I'm
have
saying.
A pair of UGG boots.
A lot of flaws.
Andy Enya.
Some people think you know having a castle could be the greatest thing ever. I think it could be a bit of a headache.
Well, the only thing you do is, I mean, like you build something inside. Like if it's Buckingham Palace, you just have the exterior as the cool stuff that people look at,
and then
you've just got a normal 4-bedroom house inside.
You know the big problem as well with castles. Every time I look them up in France and all the rest.
How often are you looking up castles?
I've always been interested in getting a castle.
But what are you looking up castles for?
Why not?
You want to buy a castle?
I wouldn't mind.
You're just telling me how shit they are and now you want
one. No, I've been interested in castles. But the problem nowadays is some of them still come with moats, but you don't get any crocodiles.
You just get a couple in.
You got to fill up the moat yourself. Yeah, you got to get the drawbridge. You got to build it yourself.
Yeah, that's
you got to get the crocs in.
Mate, that's what tradies are for.
What's the point?
That's what tradies are for. Jesus.
I think you can get piranha quite cheap.
Yeah, probably could actually.
So,
yeah.
There you go. Right.
Well, here's what happened in the show today.
It's hard to stay up to date on kids' trends, isn't it?
Oh, God. Look, yes.
It's hard.
Who's
you know?
Even bothering to try?
I know. Well, no, you kind of had. I find with social media and things like that, as the kids get a little bit older, you need to be up to date on what they're looking at and what they're seeing so that at least you're aware of it. I mean...
Yeah, you're right, actually.
I know a lot. I think it's...
We don't want your kids going down the wrong track.
Personally, I think it's really important. Like, I think parents need to be savvy on things like Instagram and things like that. You need to know what they're actually looking at and what they're doing.
Well, yeah,
and what
I mean,
I
get that. But what do you mean by trends? I mean, do I need to know what's the latest dance on TikTok? Like, to me, that's a trend. Like, I don't want them looking at... I don't want them talking to strangers and being, you know, groomed. Like, that's the different thing. But do I need to know about trends?
Well, there's a trend. Like, there's a trend out there at the moment, which a lot of kids are latching onto now, is vortexing.
What's that?
Vortexing is when you get a bottle of water and you drink it and then you swirl it and you drink it super fast. You know, it's like the old shotgun. Do you remember
that? Oh, yes. I've seen this before. I've seen it.
Yeah.
They swirl it around their mouths and it creates like a little...
A little vortex.
Yeah, a little vortex. So, and they scull the drink.
So you end up drinking it super fast. And it's a load of rubbish. Like it drives me nuts because it's all over the internet at the moment.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And
but does it hurt you? Is it? It's not like one of those ones, those stupid things where they make themselves faint and then some kid in America dies.
Oh, no.
Like...
But they can
no
choke from it.
Like
they can choke on the drink.
It's still I think it's a stupid thing to do. Anywhere. And look, I don't know. I don't know there's been any incidents, but I still think it's a ridiculous
thing
to
do. Kids do stupid things all day long. That's what being a kid is.
Wait. Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm over the age of 45, mate, and I do stupid things every day as well.
There you go. Kids and men. Sorry, I should have said. Kids and men
and
do stupid
women,
things all day
women
long.
Women do as well.
We haven't got time, mate. We haven't got time.
Let's not make this all about the boys for a second.
I've got to admit, it's mainly the boys.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter if we're 15.
No, we're too busy walking around the house going, what are you doing? What are you doing?
We're doing
stop
something
it.
Stupid, Mum.
Well, stop it.
It is kind of true, isn't it? Unfortunately, the guys really do kind of let the side down on numerous
stop
occasions.
Yeah.
Problem with this whole vortexing thing is I've noticed bottles around my house.
Huh?
So there's obviously somebody doing it and obviously jumping online and checking out. Mm. And I go into the bathroom, there's water all over the floor because it's obviously not always working.
Mm.
You know, water all this. And like, I mean, it drives me nuts. Okay, for one, it's stupid.
Mm.
Two, there's bottles all over the house. Three, I don't know how to do it. So,
well,
and that's it's the third one that really gets me because I can't do it.
Well, listen, Damien, you're going to have to have a very, very good, hard, stern chat to Eileen.
Oh, you
stop vortexing, doll.
Eileen, enough is enough. All right. All right. It's all the girls.
You're going to have a very good chat to Kiki and ask her to teach you how to do it.
Yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's
topic train. Yeah, the topic train for today, if you've only just joined us, well, what we do every morning is ask a couple of different topics that are making the rounds across the world. Could be locally as well.
What do you got? What do you got for us?
Well,
come on, bring it on.
We spoke with Trevor Long earlier this morning, and Apple have just released the new iMac, or they've launched the new iMac today, with a whole bunch of new stuff, new colours, blah, 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 blah. Whole bunch of new stuff from Apple. We discovered earlier this morning that we are the three stooges of Apple. We all love our Apple products. Damien, Michelle, what is the best app that you use?
Ooh,
I love apps. I've got so many apps, too many apps on my phone.
It's a way, isn't it?
My most regular app is a tuner, a guitar tuner. I know it's not very cool. Yeah. Okay, it's not cool, but I tell you, I use it a lot. And I'd be, not that I'd be lost without it. You can tune with that one, but
sure.
It's a handy thing to have. That's probably top of my list. And then obviously Photoshop, so I can Photoshop all my own photographs of myself.
You need to Photoshop.
Take out all the lines. And
do you?
Give myself mustaches and, you know, whatever I choose on the day. Doesn't
matter. Photoshop? Is it Photoshop your photo tuning app, or do you use like Facetune?
Oh, no, I'm straight to Photoshop, you know.
I didn't know there was a Photoshop app.
You should get in on it. It's all the rage.
I'm going to.
What about you, Michelle? What do you use?
Well, I use Phototune. I'm going down this rabbit hole. I use Phototune to do my photos, Damien, and that can make you thinner and make your face thinner and get rid of your, blemishes or whatever. What do you do on Photoshop?
Photoshop, you can do anything.
Holy hell!
You can pinpoint anything. You can drag your nose out if you want to make it a bit longer.
Their nose longer? What are you talking about?
I don't know. If you're in a Pinocchio sort of mood, maybe that's what you want.
Can I ask, without going into detail, I know there is something that you are self-conscious about.
His big beak.
On your face. Hey, shut up, you. What are you doing?
Listen, guys, is nothing
sacred here on the show?
Sorry, that's what I... Do you fix that on Photoshop?
Do I fix my nose? No, I do not.
Tell them some of the latest publications.
Hey, listen. Some things have to remain sacred. We can't, you know.
Yeah, strange.
What do you mean? I mean, when you're on stage and the spotlights are on you and people are sitting around, they go, lovely singer, shame about the beak on him, though.
The schnoz.
Wow, hey, what about Photoshop this one? Express. Speaking Sorry, of, I'm just buying that
speaking up. Speaking of... big things on people's heads. Big Bird. You know Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a Big Bird costume has been stolen.
Oh, my God.
From a kid's concert.
Oh, is there no justice? I don't know what you mean. There's no justice in the world.
I don't know what you mean by costume.
Yeah, well, I know. I've just realised kids in cars. So Big Bird has gone missing from a kid's concert.
I do know what you mean, because the real Big Bird obviously lives on Sesame Street.
Correct.
So someone in Australia has bought themselves a costume so they can pretend to be
That's exactly Big
Bird.
What it is.
Yeah,
I get it.
Correct. And no three-year-old is going, way, what? It's not real.
No. So in a similar way to the way we can buy ourselves a Buzz Lightyear costume
Correct.
Or a Dora the Explorer or a...
Yes. However, the difference is this Big Bird costume was worth $160,000.
Well, it's a big costume. Come on, it's a big costume.
All right,
feathers don't grow on trees.
Damien, Michelle, what's been stolen from you of value? You had anything stolen? And you go,
this is so weird. Do you know what was stolen from my car?
What?
The interior light. Like, who wants that from the Captiva?
Well, sometimes you get into your own car and you go, oh, gee, the bulb's gone again. I need to break into someone's car and get a new bulb.
Someone ripped out that middle interior light out of the middle of the roof of my car.
Yeah,
so now
crazy.
This, like, electrical bit of cord hangs down the middle of the roof
you
of
might
my
have,
car.
You might have sense. Rats. On the interior lining of your car that have eaten it. They've just gnawed it.
No, it's
a thing.
No.
Don't be fooled.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Hey, what have you had stolen from you, Damo?
Well, I was asleep one night, Island Night, fast asleep, and we had plants outside our window. And someone pulled up, and these were plants in big, you know, concrete pots. Someone pulled up in the van and stole them all.
That's terrible.
A beautiful yakka and
yakkas, mate. They're expensive.
That kind of the black bamboo, you know, that really lovely. Nabbed it from our.
But they're worth a lot of money. You don't put the ones worth a lot out the front.
When you put it in a concrete thing that really and truly takes a lot of effort, it would have taken at least two people to actually just haul each one of these into the van.
So far we're looking for a van. Colour of any description?
Well, I never saw the van.
Okay.
All I know is...
Of course you were fast asleep.
My dog Billy was barking his head off. Obviously heard it, and I said, Billy, get to your bed.
Yeah, and there's poor Billy going, Dad, you idiot, they're stealing your yucca.
Billy's like, I'm just doing my job with your dog.
Exactly.
I wonder if they kept the yuccas, or if they sold them at markets.
Oh, sold them at markets for sure.
Yeah.
$30 for a good yucca nowadays. Like $30.
Yucca thieves. Mm. They're the worst.
Yeah,
they really are. Them and people who steal lights from the inside of crap TVs.
Right?
Oh, my God. Michelle
and Damien's horrible people.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Apple lovers get officially giddy
First big event. I'm giddy.
I'm an apple lover.
All three of us.
Yeah, all three of us are apple lovers. I am mad on these apple events. And one bloke who knows all about it from EFTM, our mate Trevor Long. Mate, you were up bright and early this morning watching this event, taking it all in. Give us the details on what happened early this morning.
Morning, guys. This is crazy, to be honest. In 1 hour, they announced, at my count, six things. It was just non-stop after announcement after announcement. It's pretty cool. You know, they're changing the way podcasting works with podcast subscriptions. They've got a new iPhone. It's exactly the same as the iPhone 12, but purple. There's upgraded iPads. iPad Pros have been upgraded with the same M1 processor that they've put in their MacBooks. Beautiful new screen. Literally, I could go on, but I think really the headline, maybe they, I don't know if they want this to be the big headline, is the new iMac. The new iMac, you know, that's that all-in-one computer, very, very popular, but still a little bit niche. Seven new colours and a brand new design. Guys, it looks like a 24-inch iPad just hanging on a metal bar. It looks beautiful, and in colours, I think it'll sell like hotcakes.
There are plenty of colours that make it look amazing. I mean, there's every colour of the rainbow, Trevor, when you have a look at
seven
your articles.
Colours, mate. Yeah. And here's the thing. What they've done is they've gone, when you're looking at your computer, you don't have this big, bold blue coming at you, right? So it's a very subtle blue on the front. And the screen is surrounded by a white border instead of a black one on the current versions. But on the back of the device, it's a bold, vibrant blue. So they've made it so it's actually kind of an iconic-looking thing in your home or office, wherever it is. But it's still simple and easy on the eye to use. Even the keyboard and the mouse are color-coded, subtly, but color-coded. So
okay, they specialise in that stuff. They specialise in looks, Trev. I'm going to say this. They specialise in looks. However, I know I'm not the only Apple enthusiast who says that ever since we lost Steve, something's missing in terms of quality. Now, I'm a big Mac lover. I'm looking right now at my MacBook Pro laptop. And it's just not the same quality that it used to be. I'm constantly taking it into the shop. It's just not the same. Anything about standards, quality? I'm hearing a lot about looks.
They talk a lot about looks. They talk a lot about power. And they talk a lot about the environment. They don't really talk about quality. Because, to be honest, I don't think the general perception of Apple is poor quality. I think there's probably many people like you who have had issues or do have issues, but it's probably no greater or less than any other company, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think what about rip-offs? Steve Jobs kind of halo. Yeah, well, there's that. I think
always Steve changing the adapters and all about the changing the adapters and all that.
Put on this iMac, they've put an all new power adapter, which is magnetic. On a desktop computer, I don't know why you need a magnetically attaching power connector, but I do think that overall, if you put a Mac against most PCs, whether it's a Dell or a Lenovo, the physical quality, so the materials used and all that kind of stuff, is much higher than anything else. The problem is because they push the boundaries of design and cramming so much in, they actually become harder and potentially more expensive to repair. So that's probably the downside of the Mac.
And now, what sort of price range are we looking at for this new amazing iMac with all its colours?
Yeah, the new iMac starts at $18.99, goes up to $24.99 if you spec it with a few extra things, including Touch ID on the keyboard. The new iPads start at $14.99 up to about $18.99. And those AirTags, I think I quickly mentioned, so you can find your keys if you're losing your keys. Little Apple AirTag, $45 for $149 for four of them. So you'll never lose your keys again.
Yes.
I love that.
Michelle, get the AirTags, my friend. Get the AirTags.
Could you attach that to your remote as well, I wonder? You should be able to maybe glue it on the old remote.
Anything. You can find anything. There will be accessories to attach these things to literally everything in your life.
I've just bought a set right now. I'm on pre-order.
Yes.
Never again. I'm going to attach it to my kids.
Yes.
Great idea. Hey, Trevor Long, always great to catch up. We're going to put that article too from EFTM on our Facebook page right now, and we look forward to catching up very soon.
Cheers, guys. Happy shopping.
Indeed, we are spending a bunch, the three of us, our Apple lovers.
Those AirTags are very cool. Yeah. You know what? The only thing that's lacking for me, the AirTags, is you can't whistle and then it whistles back at you. Remember the old days? The AirTag Mac 1 was a...
Yes.
And they would go... Do.
No, I don't remember that.
Did you never whistle for your keys?
No.
The whistler.
No, I never did that.
Best invention ever. Next to the light bulb, I reckon it was the next best thing.
Next to the light bulb, you're unbelievable.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Worldwide weird.
Worldwide weird. Yes, worldwide weird indeed. What about this one, guys? Scientists are burying 2,000 pairs of underpants in Switzerland. Why, you may ask?
Why? We do ask.
Okay, so this is a company that have invented biodegradable underpants.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want you to do is they're sending out 2,000 pairs to people, getting them to wear them, soiling them, whatever you need to do.
What?
Well, I'm just look, do what you would do in your underpants.
Did you add that?
I added that to it.
Oh, Damien.
No, but they want you to wear them, okay?
Wow.
And then bury them in the ground. And then the scientists will come along in a couple of months and see, have they been eaten up by microorganisms and worms and all the rest? The holier the better. Mm-hmm. The whole idea here is that in the future, we will all be wearing biodegradable underpants, and when we're fed up with them, we shove them into the ground and they feed the earth. What do you think of that?
All clothes should be biodegradable because a lot of landfill is clothes, right? It's fabric.
Well, that's what this is all about. So right. I think it's a great thing. It's interesting that they start off with underpants. But anyway, it doesn't matter what they start off with. Uh-huh. Here's another one for you, and I'm going to leave you with this one. I think a couple of people have already applied for this job. $42,000 salary if you commit to being a tester of a marijuana vaporizer. All right, your job is to go in and just test does the vaporizer work. What sort of response do you get? I think Puff Daddy's already he's lined up for that role. And, you know,
lots of people are lined
Puff
up for
Daddy.
That one.
No, who am I thinking
Puff
of?
Puff Daddy, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, that's who.
Oh, well done. Well done. I was thinking immediately of Seth Rogen, actually.
Seth Rogen. He would love a couple of doobies.
Yeah.
Wow, big story. So when you are a tester for that, do they send you in with salt and vinegar chips as well to have?
I think they give you cookies and stuff like that. They feed you.
Another worldwide weird under our belt.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.